if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He made the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, he wrapped me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I had been battered and torn. Oh, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? He never left me alone. He gave me peace and joy I've never known. He answers when I kneel down to pray. And in victory, he showed me the way. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. Glory, God. Y'all are quiet in here today, but the truth remains that if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, we don't know where we would be. Amen. Come on, go with me in your Bibles to Psalm number 124. Please stand for the reading of the word. Psalm number 124. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank God again for each of y'all quiet people today. Amen. Who are in the house. Amen. Thank God for those who are watching virtually. Say amen when you have the scripture. Psalm number 124. Amen. We're not going to be too long today because we do have communion immediately after service. Amen. Psalm number 124. Amen. And the Bible reads as follows, beginning at verse number 1. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God, for just being on our side. We thank you, God, for even when our enemies came and they plotted against us, God, you snatched us up out of the muck and the mire. We thank you now, God, that when we felt like we were drowning or going under, God, you picked us up and you lifted up our bowed down heads. We thank you now, God, that when we were sick in our bodies, Lord, you healed us, you delivered us, and you set us free, God. If you had not been on our side, God, we don't know where we would be right now. So, God, we're here on this morning just to say thank you. I pray now, God, that you speak to me and through me in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing fall down in this place even the more, God. Rain down on us, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, God. We give you honor and we give praise. We say thank you now, God, for what you're getting ready to do in this place. We say thank you now, God, for what you're getting ready to do in us individually. We say thank you now, God, for what you're getting ready to do in us collectively, God. We thank you now, God, for your word on this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name, we receive it. Amen and amen. You may go to your seats. We're going to use for a thought on this morning. If it had not been for the Lord on my side. Amen. Some Bible students think that David wrote this psalm when he was fighting the Philistines. The Philistines live west of David's people, Israel. David thought that the Philistines would win, but they did not. God gave David and his people help. So later, Hezekiah and Nehemiah also used this psalm because God gave them all help in order to beat their enemies. The psalm says that if God had not given his people help, the enemy would have destroyed them. I believe if David were here right now, he'd say song number 124 is like a very dear friend to him. I believe he'd say it has encouraged me and reassured me through some of the hardest, toughest, lowest moments in my life. So I'm glad to introduce you to this song because you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. This song describes the great blessing of having the Lord on our side. See, you could have a whole lot of folks on your side and still be ruined. You could have a whole lot of folks that only verbalize that they have your back. And you could have a few ride or die real people in your life and still get in trouble from time to time. You could have a mother and a father and yet still live in defeat and disaster. You could have a spouse that's sneaky, smiling in your face, and really out for themselves, twisting the knife in your back while you sleep. You could have folks at work that claim to support you, but if it's between you and them, they'll step on you and your mama if it's about getting a raise and them making more money. You could be very well liked and have a whole bunch of friends who want you to do well. They'll cheer you on, they'll applaud your successes, and you still end up in hell, both figuratively and literally. The one that we must have on our side is the Lord. Because only the Lord is capable of defending us against the forces that come against us in this world. But if the Lord is on our side, then we'll never be given up to our enemies. God will vindicate us, people of God. We will enjoy glory according to Scripture. We will enjoy victory according to Scripture, and we will enjoy safety according to the Word of God. Now, you heard me use the word vindication. Come here, let me talk to you for just a minute about vindication. See, vindication is the act of clearing someone of blame and or suspicion. See, all those things that you did before you repented and came to Jesus are in your past, and your past is covered by the blood. See, when you get saved, you get a clean slate. Glory to God. That's what vindication is all about. So this psalm says that if the Lord had given us up, here is how bad it would be. But praise be to
He has not given us up. He has not given you up to your circumstances. He has not given you up to the people who are against you. He has not left us in the hands of wicked people who hate us. He's not given us up and left us to the mercy of wicked governments or to powerful people and institutions in our culture that hate Christians or perhaps hate us for our ethnicity or our race. He has not given us up, most importantly, to death, hell, and the grave. I need you to know today that He is on your side. As soon as we became a Christian, we automatically became a target for Satan. He works through unseen forces and people to dishearten, to divide, and to destroy us. In fact, the scripture says that He came just to kill, to steal, and to destroy us. So while we presently enjoy a status of love and favor and peace with God, we face great opposition and even hatred and rejection from this world that we live in. Because you see, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Sometimes you can't figure out why some folks just don't like you. Sometimes you can't figure out why some folks want to just mistreat you. But the truth is that we're in this world. We're not of this world. So you can expect that they might not get along with you. Amen. You can expect that they just might not like you. Amen. You can expect that they just may sometimes try to set you up or trap you to get you into trouble. And I want you to know that when they're setting these traps, it's going to be something that looks good to you. Glory God. It's going to be something that you like. Amen. It's going to be something that they say, oh no, I got you. I support you. I understand. Glory to God. When they're setting these snares to try to cause you to do something that's outside of the will of God. Because remember, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. See, even Jesus was hated and put to death. The apostles were constantly in danger. Paul said that Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. He said, we are hunted down, but we're never abandoned by God. He said, we get knocked down, but we are not destroyed, according to 2 Corinthians 4:8. Glory God. You see, same works disguised, amen, or unseen most of the time. He sometimes works against us through our circumstances because He's trying to overwhelm us. Paul said, for we wanted to come to you more than once, and yet Satan hindered us. Yes, sometimes Satan will try to hinder your progress. Sometimes Satan wants you to regress. Sometimes there is an invisible roadblock in our way, and we can't seem to get things done that we want to do or that we need to do, because his goal is to cause us to have enough opposition, to have enough struggles, to have enough problems that we just want to go and give up. Glory to God. See, Satan also works against us directly through unseen spiritual forces. Paul said that we wrestle against rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. The enemy will also work against us through people. In Psalm number 124, it is men or people that David said rose up against us. It is people whose anger burned against us. The enemy sometimes even works through good people who temporarily fall into his way of thinking rather than God's way of thinking. When Jesus said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, for your thoughts are not on the things of God," one of the most difficult things that all believers face is being hurt or being given bad advice by people who are supposed to be godly, who are not spiritually minded at that moment, but they're fleshly minded. Peter jumped from hearing the word of God and having a revelation from God to immediately getting into his flesh in a matter of minutes, all in one conversation. But primarily, we are opposed by people of the world who don't love righteousness or love God, is what the scripture says. So Jesus said, if you belong to this world, the world would love you as one of its own. But the world hates you because you are not of the world. Even those in the church who express the same beliefs of the world and live like the world do not experience the opposition of the world. Remember, just because they come to church don't mean they are the church. Y'all will get that one on the way home. But people said, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer. That's what Paul told us. We need to be less upset, people of God, and less fearful about people being against us. We need actually to think that our status with God is what really matters. That's where our focus needs to be. Psalm number 118 and 6 says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Romans 8 and 31 says, "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Who will bring a charge against God's very elect? God won't. He is the one who justifies us. Christ won't. He is the one who died for us. Glory to God. Others can bring charges, but since God is on my side, then what does that matter? See, this isn't saying that we shouldn't accept correction. It's talking about those who condemn the people of God. So we have to focus on our status with God and not with man. We can't focus on what others say, but we need to focus on what God says. We can't worry about what others think, but we need to focus on what God thinks. Glory God. Jesus said, "Shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? The end of the wicked is defeat and destruction. The end for the righteous person is victory, safety, and joy forever in the presence of God." God will rescue his own. So hold on and keep the faith, my brothers and sisters. Keep your hope, my brothers and sisters. Keep your joy, my brothers and sisters. It is not wrong to want vindication, but we never need to, nor should we, take our own revenge or return evil for evil or insult for insult. In other words, tit for tat. We can love and forgive and look to God to take care of all of us. Vindication, judgment, and vengeance belongs to God and not to us. This takes a huge burden off of us and allows us to leave everything in God's hands. Glory God. We don't have to get back and we don't have to get even. We don't have to do tit for tat, but that's for God to do. We've got to learn to do our jobs and then let God do his job. Now, I'm getting ready to close, but I want to remind you on today that if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, we don't know where we would be right now. No matter how much you feel trapped in a bad situation or torn up by sharp or painful attacks. No matter if you feel like you're drowning in your problems, the Lord has not given you up to your enemies. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, your childhood trauma would have overtaken your life. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, your enemies would have overtaken you. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, you might be in jail right now. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, your foolish mistakes could have caused you to lose everything. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, COVID would have killed you. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, you wouldn't have even gotten that job. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, you wouldn't even have that house. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, you wouldn't be driving that car right now. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, you wouldn't even be in your right mind right now. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, you wouldn't even be here today with the ability to stand to your feet and be able to give God a praise right where you stand. If you don't mind, I suggest that you give God a crazy praise. Praise Him for what He's done and then praise Him for what He's getting ready to do. If you don't mind, if you know that you know that you know, if it had not been for the Lord who is on your side, you could be somewhere else right now. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Thank you, Lord, for being our vindication. Thank you, Lord, for being our protection. So you can praise Him because you know He kept you covered. You can praise Him because you know He's leading and guiding you. You can praise Him because He made your enemies stay away from you. You can praise Him because He kept you and He never left you. You got plenty of reasons to praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I could be somewhere else right now doing the wrong things, thinking the wrong things, and acting the wrong way. But because He is a merciful God, hallelujah, Jesus, He's been right there and He's done the things that nobody else can do. Glory to your name, oh God. See, Jesus sacrificed His life for you and for me. And because He did that, that's your proof that He's on your side. That's your proof that He's right there with you. That's your proof that He's holding you in the palm of His hands. And even your worst enemy can't pluck you out. Glory to your name, oh God. We're going to get ready to pray.
Thank you so much for joining. The Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church is a word-centered and Christ-focused ministry. We exist to love God and to love God's people. We're located at 1775 Booker Street in Jackson, Mississippi. And we simply ask that when you come, come as you are, and then allow God to elevate you to where He would have you to be. Until next time, may God bless you. And may God keep you, is our prayer.